Okay, 1 o'clock, we'll call the meeting to order, please. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Do we have any add-ons or deletions?
I have a delegation at 2 o'clock, Greg Short and Susan Norman as spokesperson regarding the Winnipeg River Tourism Corridor. That's the only addition that I've received.
Okay, are we good? Can we get a mover, please?
Honky.
Seconder?
McDougal.
Carried, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Everyone have a chance to read the minutes? And if you have, can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Financials? Can we have a mover for this?
I'll move that, McDougal.
Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You got checks?
Yep, hers.
Okay. Oh, this one, no.
We get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
Derek.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you.
Okay, where are we now?
January financial statements, please.
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
February statements, 2025.
Mover for that?
Stead.
Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And then we'll go into senior utility operator report. You guys have that all in your package. Bylaw officer report, you've got that. Reports of committees, White Mount Two River Service to seniors, that's in there. White Mount Museum, financials ending November is in there. Northeast Man Community Health Committee, in your package, reports and minutes, and vacancy reports and statistics. Verbal reports of committees. Councilor McDougal.
Yeah, I've got a summary of my recent Community Futures Winnipeg River activities. Last Monday night, I attended two meetings. The first was an investment review committee meeting, which was prior to a regular one. During that session, we reviewed and approved a new loan application. We checked in on the progress of our ongoing loans. That was a productive discussion, ensuring we're supporting local businesses effectively. Following that, we held our regular Community Futures meeting. We started by reviewing the financial reports for January and February, which gave us a clear picture of our current standing. Each subcommittee provided updates, and one key topic was the proposal to write off an old loan. This doesn't happen often, so we discussed that in length to ensure it was the right thing to do. Under new business, we confirmed that our AGM is scheduled for June the 9th at 6 p.m. at the Pioneer Club in Lac Da Bonnie, and the AGM will be honoring the business of the year and the volunteer of the year, which, if anyone knows a deserving candidate for volunteer of the year, please note that the nominations are open until April the 25th, and details were included in the agenda package for this meeting. Our next Community Futures meeting is set for April the 28th, and I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Are you getting quite a few people applying for monies?
I'm on the Investment Review Committee, which is actually kind of neat because it's a small subcommittee, and probably monthly there's something that comes through there. Locally, there's room.
We've been putting it on our website and through Facebook just to make sure, because Sherilyn was saying at our CAO's meeting that there's a lot of money out there to still be utilized for the appropriate parties.
Absolutely.
So we're just making sure that we've reached out and made sure our clientele knew as well. So it's great to share that to, so people know to come in if, and see Sherilyn if they need something.
Yeah,
and we could approve up to $150,000, so it's pretty significant. I mean,
No
kidding.
If you wanna start a business or expand one, this is a good place to come.
So we even as, you know, as we see people that wanna start something up, we gotta tell them about it.
We
Absolutely.
Do. We do.
That's good. Okay, good, thanks.
No.
I had museum, again, they're just preparing now for the upcoming season, you know, July 1st, I think, is the first event. Couple old seniors will be coming off that board, Harvey and Eileen, as they're selling. Yeah, so that'll be a change for them then. They've been there for, I'm not sure how many years. Northeast Man Community Health, you do have everything in your package, and again, there, it's all about doctors and nurses and programs and all this kind of stuff, so.
Those are pretty interesting statistics.
There's lots of, you see the statistics.
I appreciate that in our agenda.
Yeah, it's, you can see white moths were pretty, I didn't have it with me, but they're, you know, the per day calls are pretty good.
Pretty high.
Pretty high,
yeah.
So that's good. And, yeah, and we still have the youth thing going on, you know, for school kids that can go and see a doctor in confidence. So that's good. And, you know, another thing that just came through here today is Lynn Lake has just, along with the Premier Rob Canoe, has just announced that there's another mine opening up. And probably, how many employees on that?
400 and some.
100 and some?
450, I believe it said.
450.
450 jobs during its operation, just announced today. It's not that terribly, you know. Well, it's far from here, but I mean, those are the kind of things that are happening. There's a lot of mines in this province. So, okay, that's what I have. Then we will go. I guess we'll just jump right to. Time is it? We'll go to communications. I did.
Okay, perfect. Can I just bother you to sign the minutes before we move forward in the statements? Just like keep everything in order.
Yeah, those white month stats for February, it was an average of 12 patients per provider per day, which was, they had 21 provider days, so there were 112 in-person appointments done here, and 130 telephone appointments. So, I mean, that's good coverage that we've got here. And
well,
six no-shows.
Oh, that's pretty, it's really good if you compare it to all the other ones.
Yeah.
Significant.
Thanks. Okay. Well, we're early for the public hearing, which is at 1:30. So we'll go to communications. Number one, community planning branch, conditional approval for Slavic file. And that's just information because that was all done. Number two, Community Futures Winnipeg River nominate a volunteer. Anybody knows a volunteer? Number three, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, invitation to Stars Open House. So that's, I think it's April 16th, it's at the AMM. If anybody wants to go, we could let admin know. And
yeah.
I think it's from 3 to 6?
It's from 3:30 to 6 o'clock, but they'd kind of like to know who's coming. So if anybody would like to go, if you want to let me know, I can certainly have you registered.
At this point, I don't know. So
and
we'll
they're
see.
Asking us to know by to let them know by the 11th. Of April.
Okay.
So if you let me know, we can register you if you see fit.
Number four, Boreal Shores Art Tour 2025 updates. You've seen those updates. Number five, Boreal Shores Art Tour. Thank you to Council for our contribution. Number six, Province of Manitoba Municipal and Northern Affairs Re-Statutory Review of Planning Legislation, March 25th update. Okay. So that's an update on it all. So you've seen that. We will then go to unfinished business. The Lagoon draft environment art license submitted for Manitoba Water Services Board review and comment. Slowly going on. Number two, waterline south of Elma. Manitoba Water Services Board and Rural Municipality of Brattle's kickoff meeting and project. project estimates for the project. It did come in. It came in at $8,886,702.50. That's what that project came in at. So, you know, when it was being looked at here not long ago for $2 million or whatever that thing is, you can see where this was going. But when you see all the other things that are happening in the province, and you look at in Winnipeg, Chief Pegwis, where they're saying it's, I mean, $120 million, it's up to $380 million, it's just gone completely crazy. So I guess, Colleen, that's tabled for now?
It is. We're just awaiting additional information. But since I gave you your agenda,
yeah,
today at 11:55, I just received from the CAO at Reynolds, Kim advised that she has now put out interest to see who would like in her municipality. So I just got that, and so I'd just like you to know they're just working on that as well, so that you're aware.
They've got a survey that went out.
That's an unbelievable amount of money.
Well, it's a long distance too, though.
It's $43,000 for Reynolds.
Per
connection.
Wow.
And the Whitemouth here with the arm of Reynolds, sorry, if they're together. Well, they've got $54,000, and I don't know if I'm reading this right, because it says Whitemouth without Reynolds. Does that sound right? I guess it would be. Because the expansion takes, yeah. So we'd be
correct.
For the interest we had, it's $54,000 is the estimate here.
Okay.
A lot of money.
Okay. That's unbelievable. It's just getting completely crazy.
And that was with the breakdown 2/3 provincial, 1/3 municipal.
Like, my goodness.
That's not even.
So when you're saying that's not even, is it something we should even be still contemplating?
Well, I think we should ask if the people want to pay us.
I think we'll let them. You know, if Reynolds is doing that now, we'll still let the people, direct us.
And that's what it's now. So if you delay it a year or 2 years or 3 years down the road, how much more is it going to go? Hey, right? It's just going to keep skyrocketing here with just like everything else. And, you know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So just for some background, with the last year on council, we wanted to push it south of Alma, like up to where Margaret is in that area there, and on 506 up to the church. And I think it came at that time around $18,000.
Okay. So now we're 50.
So with that project at this particular point, would you just like me to table this until
I think table
or
it.
What do you want to?
I would think table it.
Until we get their information?
Until we get
how many
Reynolds information. I mean, this is, we can't, okay?
Should we forward this to the people that were interested before? There was a group that we had.
I'm working with somebody. Yeah, I'm happy to do whatever administration's directed to.
Yeah, I think he had a bunch of names, eh?
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah.
Because this homework about the connections was done months
yeah,
and months
yeah,
and months
yeah,
ago about who was interested.
They should get this information.
Well,
okay.
Give them an idea of numbers, eh?
Yes.
I mean, if you're a large farmer, then you know, if you need water, you need water, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's different
if you're
just a person with a house.
You're a large farmer, you're probably going to pay the 54.
Yeah, but it's just a house, who knows, eh?
Let them do like you said. Let's get the information from the RMA Reynolds and then...
Wait for that.
We want to forward this to our ratepayers who are wondering.
Oh, we
want to take it up
that.
To the 506.
Yeah,
I think we should.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Forward it to ours. They asked for it, so...
Yeah, if these guys say no, it's not going to Reynolds, I guess, unless Reynolds wants to pay the whole thing. So then
the ones that we know that had said that they were interested, they're allowed to have a copy of this, or did you want them to just have the, like, what would you like me to present to them? Just the 8.8, or what it would be for each connection?
Each connection, with all the information there. Duncan said there was a breakdown on...
There's a breakdown on...
Just want to make sure when I do the task, I'm not later saying that it was done incorrectly.
Just for clarification, and maybe I missed it somewhere, is this just for the number of people that had expressed interest in our RM?
Yeah.
Or was it based on a role?
No. On the interest.
Okay, so if we get more people interested,
well,
the price would come down.
Yeah, change.
That's the way I understood it.
Okay, that's... Oh, my goodness.
So right now, we are sending out the approximate per connection fee to the people that have shown interest, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
It's the information we have.
Yeah.
We're happy to share.
That's why we, I mean, we paid for the study.
Might come back and surprise us, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. Number three, zoning bylaw, council's feedback. Okay, these are 11 points that you had last meeting, and this is a zoning which usually gets revisited every 5 to 10 years. So Edmund has brought this up now. It's for discussion and feedback, of course. I'll read them out quickly so that you make sure that you're all familiar with them, and they can be discussed further. Number one is rezone properties to match current use and grandfathered.
Is it okay when you do them, I just ask if it's okay if we proceed with additional information for you or not?
Yes, well, I can do it or I can do it all day, but that's good. Do whatever you want.
If you don't mind. Okay, so for number one then, is that okay if we continue working on that for additional information for you for draft?
Yes. Well, I'm answering yes, am I?
Yep.
Okay. Number two, eliminate properties where zoning is different on part of the property.
Proceed with looking into that one, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. Number three, maintenance sheds on properties without its primary structure for the purpose of maintaining the property.
Proceed or not proceed?
Yes.
Proceed.
Okay.
Yeah. Number four, travel trailers on residential properties without dwelling for seasonal use. I'd say proceed, you need info.
Okay, we'll proceed on that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number five, secondary suites definition currently only allows attached, received inquiries about detached.
Proceed.
Okay. Number six, shipping containers requirements, zones which allowed permitted conditional use or not permitted.
Proceed,
proceed
or not proceed?
Seven, RTM, new RTM versus house to be moved. Conditional use permit requirements. Proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number eight, Bearland condo, add to zoning bylaw with clarification of requirements. Proceed.
All right.
Number nine, RM recreation classes, conditional use, permitted, not permitted, in which zones?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Proceed.
Okay. Number 10, fencing height in RCI commercial industrial.
Proceed.
Number 11, Airbnb, now considered commercial by assessment. I think that one there really is, the government has no clue yet, and let them lead the way in what they're going to do, but that's up to everybody.
I agree.
So we do not proceed with number 11?
No.
Okay, we'll draft the stuff together. This is, like I say, it's the 5 to 10 year review. It's something that they're just looking at. It's not a panic, but now we know where to spend our energies to get the information for you, and we'll have a draft bylaw to you in a few months. This is not, it's going to be done after our budget and our borrowing and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because it's for to be looked at every 5 to 10 years, but I think we're only on the fifth year anyway, I think. So, yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you. Time to get them cleaned up. Number four, community planning branch proposal to subdivide PT Northeast 19-13-12 EPM by Donald Godfrey and Michael Godfrey.
That is to allow them to move forward with their subdivision. The road was checked out. In addition, to ensure that they get whatever other provincial approvals are required.
Okay.
So they're coming off 307.
That's right.
Is it a mover?
I'm okay. I'll move it. Honky.
Seconder?
Stark.
All in favor?
Aye. I just want to see the resolution there.
I'm just gonna read it, I can't.
Okay, please.
Use the term government. Can you grab that one off my computer, please, Lacey? Don't know why I didn't print it off yet. Use the term other levels of government. Just need this red stick. We're just waiting for a second. We're just changing with the auditors. They were using my machine, so she's plugging the red one in there to print it off.
Well, we're waiting. I guess I would just like, I wanted to read it to see how it is structured, because I had a couple questions from this. Just one, it's on page 124 of our agenda package. It states, should council wish to approve this application to subdivide, the community planning branch recommends the following conditions of approval. That, if required, variance orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw.
Yeah, that's the first clause.
And the one, this declaration of right-of-way be obtained for the proposed shared driveway.
But we changed that to levels of government because we didn't feel it was our municipal responsibility to ensure they got their highways permit, that it was their
responsibility to their highways. I agree with you there. It's the first one that I just need some clarification for. And I don't want to hang this up. I'm in agreement with this subdivision.
No, don't hold it up at all.
But on page 146, this is in the proposal, or the summary from the planning. I just wrote it down, 146, sorry. They've got here item 14. So zoning bylaw, it says the proposed subdivision is located within an AG, agriculture general zone, pursuant to the RM of White Mountain zoning bylaw. The AG zoning classification has a site area requirement of minimum 2 acres combined with 200 feet site width for residential use and 80 acres combined with 600 feet of site width for agricultural use. So the last line is where I'm wondering, the proposed use is a conditional use in the AG zone. So does that mean?
To my knowledge, it wasn't addressed by planning, but if it's something that this council wants addressed, we can certainly table
again. I just want clarification. It's
I can't clarify it in the planning.
Okay. says here the proposed use is a conditional use in the AG zone, and I don't remember doing a conditional use for this. Unless it's already in place, sir.
At planning, you're saying?
Well, planning doesn't do a conditional use permit, it's our council. And that's why when you look at the earlier statement, it says if a conditional use is required, there's something. I'll let the experts explain it.
I'm not seeing that. You said page 146?
Page 146 in zoning bylaw, and then if you want for reference, it's a page one. At the bottom of page one. Yeah, page 124 as well. Number two, number one. So at the bottom of page 124.
They have their stuff out, and she's plugging our stuff in.
Yeah, 146 and 124. Says here on the first page I referenced, 124, should council, us, wish to approve what we're here to do, this application to subdivide, the community planning branch recommends the following conditions of approval. That, if required, variance orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw. And then when you go to the other one in 146, there's an implication that it needs a conditional use for the zoning.
We did not get that from planning and writing. It would be in their recommendation. That's what we go by.
But it is.
So if you would like to table it again and get back to the again, I'm happy to do that. I didn't ask that question. The question we were asked to clarify was about the roadway. That's what we clarified.
At the last council
meeting. At the last council meeting. And Mr. Godfrey did get back to us saying the planning district had gone through it and he didn't know why we had tabled it last meeting. And I told him we had to check with Public Works to ensure that the roadway was not going to hinder us as an expense.
But now are we doing the steps that they're suggesting?
We're saying yes, if variation orders are necessary. That's what they're sitting in their report, and that's what we go by is that recommendation. The only thing is with that second clause, we didn't put exactly that clause because we didn't want to be responsible to make sure they get the provincial.
Yeah, it's there's nothing about the second clause that I would be questioning.
Okay, but
it's
the first
clause
you'll see when it comes.
And it's in correlation to the way they've worded it on page 124 and then on page 146, how it says at the end of zoning bylaw, it says the proposed use is a conditional use in the AG zone. So that means if it's a conditional use, do we need an approval for a conditional use?
We'll just, that would, they would have to apply for a conditional use.
That's
and we can never tell them ahead of time that it's approved or not, because that's up to you guys when you have that hearing.
So that doesn't affect this step? No.
They can still apply for a conditional use.
Yeah.
But it does not mean ever, variation or conditional use, that it's approved. It just means that they can do the application to come to you.
But if
where
you go
sit
back
as a board.
To page 124, which I just printed them side by side, but it states the recommendation, the community planning branch recommends the following conditions of approval. That if required, variance orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw. And I don't know if we're in compliance with the zoning bylaw when you go and you read what they're saying that it's not.
It's not my area.
And like I say, it wasn't addressed, it wasn't a question that I was to address before, and if planning didn't address it, I'm comfortable with the resolution when she brings it forth. She's just waiting to get rid of the other stuff.
I'm not comfortable if we're not doing what the planning branch recommends.
And
I just need some clarity
again.
On that, if you don't mind.
I can't clarify it when I don't know
that's
the answer.
Right. We'll wait there. All right, I won't vote on it. Let's, you guys can do it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
1:30, I'm gonna get closer to my feet, better grab that, sorry. Can I please go to the hearing and we can come back to this?
Sure.
So we're not.
Hearing is 1:30.
And I have 1:30, so. Okay, so is anybody here in regards to the hearing for 1:30? Specifically?
Well, I guess I am.
Yeah? So would you like to speak to the application at all? Because you're more than welcome to, but you have to print in your name, like you have to sign if you're gonna speak.
Well, I'm just here because Chris and Janita's gone to Cuba.
Oh, lovely.
So
in case you wanna say something, you can.
I guess see what the outcome of it would be.
Mr. Saxer, did you want to speak to this one?
No,
okay.
We're actually the.
Thank you.
I'm Janita's dad, and we're actually the people that plan on maybe building an apartment.
Okay.
Or a bedroom on or whatever. If we get to go in. Not sure what's going to happen at the end if we sell our house.
Okay. So be it resolved that the regular business order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider conditional use application C02/2025 for roll number 160300 located at 72108 PR408 in River Hills, Manitoba to allow for a secondary suite to be attached to the main house at the roof and consist of a renovation of the existing building. So we have one gentleman present that is signed to speak. I've checked with the outer staff. We have not received anything for or against this application. We've had no representations whatsoever. So council's aware of that. We have placed in your package the building inspector information as well. We're going to ensure that you have that with every variation and conditional use application. So at this point, we as administration have not received anything. If you wanted to add, sir, that's up to you.
We just plan on building a couple of bedrooms on and a bathroom, I guess, attaching it to the what used to be the post office. There was a couple contractors came and looked at it and took the wall to the post office to make sure it was up to code or whatever needed to be, and the floor was checked. So other than that, I don't really know of anything.
Does anybody have any questions in this regard?
No, that's Judy's old place, isn't it?
Pardon?
Yeah.
We have a mower?
No,
no,
first of all, nope. Now, that's okay, we're in the hearing. Now, if I could please have a mover and a seconder to come out of the hearing so we can go to your back to your regular order of business, please.
Seconder.
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so then what it is we've already started it, but we don't know for sure, but we did put that, let's just be sure here. Whereas a request has been received from Juanita and Christopher Burr, and whereas the application number is C02/2025, and whereas the property is located at 72108 PR408 in River Hills, and identified as roll number 160300, and whereas, I'm just going to put here A representative attended, and no objections were received. Now therefore be it resolved that council does hereby approve this conditional use application on the condition that is utilized within 12 months. If council sees fit.
Now, pardon?
I'll move.
Seconded? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Well, if the house gets sold, it'll be starting this fall. I'm not sure it'll be finished in 12 months. That depends on contractors and...
So we'll get...
Some says they will and some says no. So in my hands, I ain't building it.
Out of your control, that piece of it, eh?
Yeah.
We'll get this information out back to the Burrs.
Yeah, it's Janita, not, what do you call her?
Juanita.
Yeah, Janita.
Oh, sorry, it's J-E-N-N-I-T-A. Sorry, I mispronounced that.
Was that a maybe name, maybe?
Can I?
Well, I guess I can leave, that's all I came to.
I'll leave this piece with you in case you do know the answer.
Thank you.
And what I'm gonna do is, I'm going to just make copies of this for everybody, because I don't have it on my screen, it's not on my sticky.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Take care.
Take care.
Sorry, it wasn't on my sticky. So what this is whereas a subdivision application has been submitted by Mike Godfrey on behalf of Donald Godfrey and Michael Godfrey, owners of Park Northeast, 19-13-12 EPM, being file number 4203-24-7806, and has been received by council. And whereas the Community Planning Branch has determined this subdivision is consistent with the development plan. Now therefore be it resolved that council does hereby approve the subdivision application on the condition that, if required, variation orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw, and two, all other levels of government approvals are obtained direct.
I'll move that motion the way it's written.
No.
Good. Thank you for the clarification, and
thank
I really
you.
Appreciate when you want that, like, super.
Can I have a second there, please? All in favor?
Aye. I want to know what gremlin that was the only one missing.
Eh?
What gremlin was in here? But that was the only one missing.
Yeah, but it's okay if we got to clarify it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's good now.
Now, we do have our 145. Is it okay if I go get it?
Is he here?
Yes, they both are. May I bring them in? Hi, yes. Staff Sergeant. Please, come in.
Folks, how are you?
Good. Have a seat.
Put them in the hot seat.
It's always these tight chairs with this big belt here.
Yeah, squeeze me in here.
Put them on the other side of the table.
How are you folks doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. 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 All right for me to go?
Yeah.
Yeah? I wasn't sure if Colleen being gone, but essentially, you know, as you know, Greg's heard this one before, so.
Can you bring him here?
No. Well, I think if things got carried away, he's here for me, though.
You can take him in the back seat.
I don't think I need to introduce myself. I recognize everyone here. Thank you for allowing me to come talk again. Every April we move into our new fiscal year, and of course our new annual performance planning. I'll be upfront with you. I've been here for 5-6 years now. Kind of been running the same one year after year, and it seems to be working for the area. And I'll go over it very quickly here, but you folks have heard this many times before. But basically, the three priorities that we focus on is, number one, our offender management. We take our bad people or the folks that don't want to obey by their conditions, whether it be their bail conditions, curfew conditions, or we have a few folks that serve their jail sentences within the community. And we maintain that, we maintain them and check on them to make sure that they're complying with their conditions. Obviously, the goal with that is that three things is, one, if you don't want to obey by your conditions, you can go back to jail. Two, you'll get sick of us checking on you. And if you want to go live somewhere else and commit crime, that's fine by me. You're out of my area. Or three is that they become good citizens here and move along and integrate back into the community. I can say it's worked really well over the last few years. On that part that I report to you on, I also report on some of the drug work that we do within the community, some of the search warrants that we do, stuff like that. More focused around the drugs and the property crime in the area. So I can tell you it's been a success for us. Going back 5-6 years ago now, we were averaging, and forgive me because I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to say around about 125, 150 break-and-enters. And right now this year, I don't even know if we'll crack 50. So you're talking about a two-third cut there. So it works. The petty crime is still there, but we focus on that because it's a lot of these offenders that are tied into the I don't know how you describe it, but marijuana is legal now, but like the methamphetamine stuff, commit the petty crime and stuff like that. And that aggravates a lot of folks in the local area. So we try and make sure we can cut that down, and that's kind of our ultimate goal. So that's the big one that we focus on every year, and it seems to be working for us. We do have three offenders right now that are actually serving jail sentences within the community, not yours yourself, but and I can tell you one of them has been extremely compliant to the point that he'll tell on himself right now because he doesn't want to get in trouble. He wants to be upfront and honest. He wants to make a serious goal of this, which is excellent to see. And then we got two others here, which we're monitoring, and they're well aware that we're there knocking on their door and making sure they're obeying by their conditions. So that's the ultimate goal with those folks. The other thing that we focus, and most attachments will have this, is a traffic management plan. As you know, this past year was really difficult on us. We had 5 separate fatal collisions in our area here, and I think within the municipality we had 1 or 2 here. So that's still key for us. And where we look at there is aggressive driving, essentially speeding, stop signs, stuff like that. But the other focus is our impaired driving. I can tell you right now we're sitting, I ran the numbers here, I think last quarter, and I think I reported them, but they were running roughly 35 impaired drivers in our detachment area alone. And I can tell you right now, we're not overly proactive right now just because we face a little shortage. So if we're running into 35, the more proactive we get, and our traffic services is starting to get more proactive coming into our area, those numbers are probably going to go up, which isn't a good thing. But at most of our fatal collisions, I can be upfront with you, probably about 3 of them were due to impaired driving. So that does cause us a concern. So we'll continue to focus on that. The other thing that's coming around where we focus on seasonal patrols, but mostly in the RM of Lactobani regarding the water, is ATV usage. I'm going to imagine it's starting to creep in here. People are starting to buy the side-by-sides and stuff like that more than what they are the snow machines now. We're starting to recognize that. We have done some things there with jointly with conservation out at Sutton's Corner on some of their runs there, just to making sure the folks are, although it's legal, we don't want the impaired driving coming from that, or we don't want the destruction of farmer property, stuff like that. So we're starting to build up monitoring some of that, but we still focus on the snowmobiles and the water. But that's something also that I can report back to you folks on. And the last thing is obviously community involvement. The biggest complaint that we always get is visibility. And it's mostly because most folks don't normally see us. A lot of our work is done when the good folks are sleeping. But there's times that we're involved in the community and we do things there, like we work with the local EMO officer from your RM here and other stuff like that. We tend praise when we can. It's getting a little tougher just based on resources, but we try and get involved as much as we can in the community. That stuff I report back to you folks. And the purpose of that is when you get your folks coming to you in your community saying, you can say, as a matter of fact, we know they were here or there or whatever. So that's kind of the three goals of the plan. We've ran it for 5 years now. Seems to be making a, I think it's working for the area. I'm always open to suggestions. Each place kind of has a, you know, a little niche thing there that they like to see. But in general, I got to spread this over about a 6 municipality area as well as a large provincial park. So I'm trying to generalize it, but make it meaningful to you folks there. So welcome to take any questions on that. And then I'll quickly touch on body cameras.
Still understaffed a lot.
If you would have asked me a month ago, I'd say we were looking pretty. You ask me now, we're going to run tight. Very fluid and very moving, way more than I've seen in years past. And then last year was kind of the start of it for us. I got a feeling we're going to run tight in some areas. I hate to give you firm numbers or what it's exactly going to look like, because it literally, for instance, Arden Lac de Bonnie, I was there 1 week, told them we're going to be good. I had to go back 4 days later for another meeting, and I told them, you know, so I don't know what it's going to look like and shape up for the summer. We're not going to be 100%. I know that already. There again, too, the job will always get done, and we'll always have officers to respond to calls. Where we might see some of the stuff get put aside, it is some of the community involvement. We may not be able to make some of those parades because I need to have folks in vehicles on patrol depending on call volume, where usually if I got two available, I can send one to a parade. That might hinder some things. The traffic part of it might get a little slow, so then we got to rely on our traffic services folks. But at the end of the day, we'll have enough guys to get the job done. I may require some extra duty call outs or pay or bringing in some other members in. But yeah, we're not going to be 100%, that's for sure. I know that already.
You got new officers coming in?
I got a slew of new officers coming in, and to the community's benefit, the new corporal that's replacing JSMQ is due to arrive mid-May, taking up one of the force housings in town here, so that's good to see. We should fill all of those up. I do have a constable that's in one of them due to transfer out, and I'm waiting to see where that replacement's coming from yet. But yeah, no, so it's good. It's nice to get those folks occupying that housing in town. It is a big draw for our folks to absorb that housing. I got to kind of manage it a bit. It seems silly, but just the way our structure is and how we're organized in this area, I got to watch who I can put in there and who I can't. But the fellow that's coming is he's planning to be here in 2 weeks to have a look at the property, and by mid-May, hopefully before May long, be in a position here. So. Just quickly touch on body cameras, folks. They asked us just to bring this up with you, and just a more of an awareness that it's coming out. I'm sure you've seen all of the stuff in the media and everything else. We're slated to get body cameras starting to roll out here mid-April and into May. So the majority of our folks will have body cameras on them. They're not made to be intimidating, but I can see when folks start to encounter us and see that flashing dot or something on one of our folks' chests, that it may get them a little excited or wonder how that works. So essentially, basically, if our folks are asked during their normal course of duty, unless they're on a call, the camera won't be on. The minute that they're dispatched to a call, the camera will be activated. They'll go to a call, deal with the call, and as soon as the call is either completed, or if we have someone that we have to take back to the office, as soon as that person is safely secured, then the camera comes off. And the whole purpose of that is to capture basically the interaction from our going to scene, arriving at scene, dealing with the scene, and then the aftermath until basically the situation is done. So there's about 4 or 5 detachments that have rolled this out. Every one of our folks talk very positively of it. They really like it. It's a very transparent view of what's going on. Bear in mind that everything the camera captures, there always more to the story, but it adds another element to the situation. Part of this too, it comes out with a new a digital evidence management system, where now where somebody would call us and say, hey, listen, I had a break in my place, I got a trail camera that fired us 10 pictures. We're able to send them an email. They're able to send us, put the pictures in the email, uploads it to our system. Same with our statements are all taken now on our cell phones. Pictures are taken on our cell phones. Everything gets filtered in. It's going to be a much improved system. But the provincial justice is on board, where we don't have to copy sometimes 10 or 15 DVDs per file and dump it on their desk, that they're able to pull the data from our system somehow. So, looking forward to it in our area. There hasn't been much concerns amongst my folks, but I wanted to give you the heads up that it's coming to your community, and it'll be ruled out. There's always those questions that people will ask. There is a way that if people want to see the footage, that they can make an access to information request. I'm going to assume that everyone, that's going to be a novelty for a while, because everyone's going to think it's like the American Cop Show that you see on TV, and there's going to be all kinds of fun and interesting things on these things, which realistically probably isn't most of the time, but so there's going to be some delay in that. But I you know, personally looking forward to it. I think it's good for us and for the community too. So there again too, with that whole program, welcome to any questions with that at all.
I'm good.
One of the easiest meetings I've ever been to here.
Well, it's a good thing.
Thanks, you keep us so safe. We're
right so far, so good.
Thank you very much for coming and sharing that with us.
Yeah, I just, it somebody asked me to roll out. So I appreciate it, folks. Probably what I'll do here, I just got to finish building our plan here. I'll probably send a note over to Colleen here just for just to approve it that I had the conversation with you. As you know, our management likes hearing those keywords like annual performance plan and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if you ever come across those folks, they really do like hearing of it. Per usual, any concerns or anything like that, you know, Colleen knows how to get a hold of me there, fire a question to her, and she'll, and I'll answer it to you folks. So.
If council's interested, we have whereas Staff Sergeant Myers has attended council to provide the Royal Canadian Mounted Police D Division annual performance plan for 2025 and 2020 to 2026. Now therefore be it resolved that this plan is hereby accepted as presented.
Can we have a mover?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There you go.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'll send you the resolution.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you, folks.
Yep.
All the best.
Okay,
you bet. All right.
Now we have a 2 o'clock. It's 1:52. Would you ready to speak now, Susan?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Now we have Greg Short and Susan Norman as the spokesperson regarding the Winnipeg River Tourism Corridor.
Correct. And Greg's got a letter for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll let you read that over first and then we'll get going.
Did you want to read it out loud?
Or just pass it around.
Pass it around. It's quite a bit to read. I can read it out loud.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. It's up to you. Whatever's easiest for you. It's pretty straightforward.
If you don't mind, we'll do our
presentation
and
then
you can consider
can...
it. And,
okay.
And
yep.
Just pass it around. I'll
That's okay.
We'll go ahead and do
your... Okay, no problem. Thank you for the opportunity for us to present today. We're excited to discuss the Winnipeg River Tourism Corridor, or as the acronym, WRTC goes, how it can benefit the RM of Weymouth through regional collaboration and enhanced tourism presentation or promotion. What is the Winnipeg River Tourism Corridor? Well, it's basically the community from Pine Falls, Powerview, all the way up to here. And it takes in a lot. It's reducing the amount of area that we're promoting for tourism. It's not like Eastern tourism. It's a very smaller group, so we can pinpoint. The purpose is to promote the region as a vibrant destination, increase visitor engagement, and drive local economy. The focus is to be sustainable tourism development while preserving community identities, because each community has their own separate identity out here, which is good. Why join us? Stronger together. I think that's important. The collaboration increases regional visibility and attracts visitors. Economic impact. Increased tourism leads to greater local spending on businesses, accommodations, and services. Community voice. Active participation helps shape regional tourism strategies that align with local priorities out here. So as we know, Eastern Manitoba is one thing, but we've got very focused, we've got a great river system out here that we like to enhance and get people out to enjoy. As I was looking at your map that you have out there, and it's great. I love all the where all the portages and things are, and I think that's part that we could enhance more for you, include that in there. Economic and tourism growth. Increased visitor traffic, collaborative marketing efforts draw tourists across the region. Right now we have a video that we have produced and a strategic report which we can send to you if you're interested. The video highlights the areas, and we do have both winter and summer, and by including Whitemouth in there as well, I think that would be awesome, because I think it's a great area that we can promote and get more tourists out here. We get a lot, but when I'm asked where I live, I tell them I live in Lac Du Bonny. Where's that? Well, do you know where White Shell is? Oh yeah, I know where White Shell. So that's what we want, to focus more on our area.
Tell them Whitemouth, they'll know where it is.
Yes, okay, I'll do that next time.
They don't know where Lac Du Bonny is.
Though. No, they don't know where Lac Du Bonny is.
I get the same thing.
Where's yeah, that's true. And I think that's the whole thing, is to focus in on the tourism locally. More focused on the Winnipeg River and enhance what we have here. Business support is important. Tourism boasts local businesses by increasing foot traffic and customer spending. What would success look like for us? Increased event attendance. We're looking at the summer of hiring a student to come out for marketing, and that's what the focus will be with the person that would be in the role. Marketing our different, like, okay, for I'll use Lac Du Bonny, our summer market, which is huge. It's probably one of the best in Manitoba. So we'll have our person there promoting the Winnipeg tourism. New tourism incentives supported by us. Economic gains from cross-community visitor promotions. I think that's important. Why join? Growing regional appeal. I think that's important. Increased interest in outdoor experiences and local tourism. Your map already shows that. You've got a great spot. Leverage shared resources, benefits from shared marketing efforts, and reduced individual costs. Shape the future. Be a leader in shaping the future of tourism in the Winnipeg River area. And I think that's important. We all would benefit. Do you have any questions for us?
How active are you now?
Well, we meet once a month right now. We do, if you like, I will send off, or I'll get Michelle to send you the video that we've already produced.
And does that have Whitemouth in it already?
I don't believe it does.
I don't think so, but sure, like that, like the video, this whole thing is dynamic. Like it's going to be there's going to be a website, and of course there'll be web managers.
My only like, would it be an afterthought? If you've got this marketing already done.
But this is the video basically is a tool that it's going to be a living document. Yeah. We're going to be constantly adding to it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, seasons change, activities change, and it's important that we constantly grow with that. The other thing, we have we do already have a web page set up, so you would be included in that as well. Anything that was wanted, and hopefully would have somebody from the council, or somebody you asked to be part of the council or our committee, would be great. And then you'd have an input into what you want to see within our organization. So, but the video definitely is really good.
How much does it cost to be a part of this organization?
It's $2,000 for input.
A yearly, like a membership fee?
Yeah. It's kind of, well, it's $2,000. It may not always be $2,000, but right now the startup is $2,000. And we're being very conservative in how we're spending right now. Actually, our video was produced for, at this point, nothing. And but in the future, it may not be that way. But we have a gentleman that's been working on it.
Yeah.
When are your meetings and what time?
Well, our next meeting is next Thursday. No, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks on a Thursday at, I believe it's 1:30 in the afternoon. So it's once a month. We rotate at different offices.
Mostly at RM of Alexander, because Michelle Wozni is our like she's more.
She made the delegation appointment.
Yes.
It was great to hear from
her. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so.
I believe it's the 14th. Got it? But we like to rotate, so that way we get to see everybody and the communities. We found in Pinawa.
Can I look at that, please?
Sorry. Yeah. And St. George, the museum uses our video right now. and they have it going on a constant, and they've received quite a good response from it.
I don't have it here when the next meeting is, but
okay,
we'll just send it to.
Okay, we'll send it along with the video.
We'll get that information to you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Colleen, do I get Michelle to send it to you then, the video and the strategic report?
Anything that you send to myself goes on the next council agenda.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, in that way. Well, if you could get the video to them before then, that would be perfect.
the intent of this group is to get more and more of the businesses and stuff involved in this,
mm-hmm.
and less of the political, like council
mm-hmm.
type things.
Yeah.
The website is bilingual. We got some grant money to develop the website,
mm-hmm.
Which is like there was quite a bit of money involved there, and so in it, and where we got the grant money from, like it had to be bilingual, so we got a bilingual website.
And
that doesn't matter to everybody, but it does matter to some people, and that's the idea is to make it more of a business orientated thing where the. Where instead of me being the chair, maybe there's some business, like a chamber of commerce, maybe or something along those lines.
This letter, I don't see anywhere in here where it states, because I've just looked at it
now,
of course, the annual fee. Could you please submit that as well?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah, so that we have the whole package to share.
Yeah, not a problem. So you want the annual fee, and I'll get the video to you. A strategic report.
Sorry.
And the next meeting, right?
Yeah, time, location.
And you're more than welcome to come to be part of it at this point, even just to see what we're talking about and where we're going and not. You're more than welcome to be there.
Thank you very much for coming and to take the time out.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, consider it, please, and we'll hope you'll be part of it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Council, now that my red thing's in there with the auditors, I'm going to go from this, okay, for your unfinished business number 5.
Is that where you are? Okay. Bylaw number 76925, amendment to Council indemnity by law number 73722. Kilometers reduction change.
So that would be if we could please have third and final reading for that.
Mover, please.
Okay.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then we'll go to the third reading.
That was third and final.
That was third and final?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you did.
Thank you.
Last
Sorry.
Week? Okay.
And second.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. We'll go to new business. Bylaw number 77025, update designated officers.
And what that is so that we had added on our tax service personnel that does the tax sale for you. They needed to be included as a actual member, or pardon me, municipal delegate. So we had to do it to add them into our bylaw to allow for them to be working on your behalf.
So
as a designated officer, it's a housekeeping item, actually.
Okay.
We can have first reading.
Have a mover.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Monkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second reading, please.
Mover.
Stead.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
And the last item we have under new business is bylaw number 77125, which is your financial plan. It's whereas bylaw number 77125 is a bylaw to levy taxes for the rural municipality of Whitemouth. Now therefore be it resolved that bylaw 77125 be hereby given first reading.
And then when the first reading is done, that's when it goes everywhere else?
You betcha. It's public once it's received it.
So as you can see, just with us sitting here now, the mill rate dropped 1.66. And of course the assessments have gone up, residential's 18.6, and farm and commercial's 22. Just an interesting quick fact, on the weekend there was a lot of press, and Whitemouth was in that press, is one of the highest areas for assessments in the Iron Mill Whitemill to go up this year. I didn't see it, but I know it was out there. But anyway, can we have a mover for that?
Honky.
Seconder.
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
And if I could please bother you to go in camera, we have a personnel matter that I need your direction on, please.
And mover.
Honky.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you very much.
Martin. Okay, so council will direct administration to draw up a letter or a policy for ratepayer
harassment
policy.
We'll have that done. We'll table it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else from anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Adjournment, please. Mover.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, council.